Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's for you to build the big business. Now, I, along with special guests, time and time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. How you feeling out there, family? We are now coming into a new series. And all I can tell you is that the Lord has been resting on me extremely heavy in dealing with me in a few different areas concerning, obviously, his people and where he sent me, my assignment out here in the marketplace to equip his people for not financial independence for yourself, but so that we can build the kingdom and so we can be great examples for the kingdom. And our new series is saying you got to pay up because financial independence don't come free. Salvation is free if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, but that wasn't free for our Savior. We have to realize that anything that you want that is outside the boundaries of ordinary, there's a cost. And we have to be willing to pay that price. And so as we are moving into the series, I need you guys to be full-heartedly. I don't need your mind because that's what's gotten us in so much trouble. That's what's gotten us into procrastination, into sometimes deliberate rebellion against what the Spirit of the Lord is telling us to do so that we can now build legacies for our family. We don't need your mind here on this week. We need your heart. So that you can literally understand what is your portion and be willing to pay your fair portion for your independence. Now, I need you to know some of this is going to step on some people's toes because some of this stuff I'm like, okay, Lord, do I have to say this? But I am going to say only what the Holy Spirit had me to say to you because I need you to get this. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And it's 16 verses 17. We are here in the week of where in our country, we celebrate independence and we know that there was a huge fight. A huge fight. And I need you guys to understand that that's what it takes. Most of the times, the fight that we have to endure with ourselves is much bigger than any war that has ever been fought because it follows us wherever we go. And so we want to break that on today and let's go to the Lord and let's pray because only if you truly accept the Spirit of the Lord can all of those things that's fighting against what he has for you be broken so that now you can truly experience freedom. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you've made, and we are so glad and we're so joyous. We're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, on this day, as we come before you, we ask that your Holy Spirit come in and let him be in full reign here and power start your day. Dear Lord, as your servant decrease, let him increase, oh Father God, that your people may get it, that they may understand, even though they're being raised up as leaders, they can understand what true leadership is. Dear Lord, right now, let them build up the courage, oh Father God, not in the mind, but in the spirit, that they will be able to stand and withstand anything that comes their way so that they can fight the good fight of faith and experience true independence. We understand that independence does not come free, but let them be willing to pay the price. Dear Lord, as we're going on and through this particular series on this day, let their hearts be uplifted. Let their eyes be open. Let their hearts be open to what thus says the Lord, so they can go out and do magnificent, huge exploits in your name, not their own. Thank you, Lord, that the pride is decreased and that all of the veil is being torn away, oh Father God, that now they can be exposed to what it is that you truly have for them, their families, and their legacy. We're so grateful, Father God, for your word. Your word, the word, your son Jesus Christ has showed us exactly what it is to fight for freedom. And being that you have made us in the likeness of your image, we know we have that same fight in us. So we're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that it's being raised up right now, that we're having a major distaste for mediocrity. We want only the best. That's all we want to settle for. And we're thankful, Father God, that as your people are taking their spot at the top, they're willing to go on and do whatever it takes to make it happen for financial freedom on this day. We honor you and we bless you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, let's go right on into the word here, because as we begin to think about freedom, financial freedom, people who are able to work less, live more, work less, have more, there's just not enough of us experiencing that, even though we've been set free both by our Lord and Savior, and then even in our country from the people who fought us to have independence. And so that independence is not just so that we can roam around, bar hop, have a good time, watch all shows, know what's going on Power, know what's going on Real Housewives, know what's going on all these things. We have become true spectators instead of participators in our own freedom. Now, if you're in the network marketing space, this is an opportunity where now it's not about just only getting money. Financial freedom is not about, it's much less about getting the money and much more about what the money can do for you and your family. The quality of life that begins to change. We're not talking about only going into the better restaurants. We're not talking about only living in the better home. We're talking about a better quality of life, meaning with less stress. Let's say more money, more demons. It depends on who you're hanging around. It depends on what your perspective is. It depends on what most of these things that self-inflicted on you is. We are talking about freedom and financial freedom the way that God intended it. And let's go on here into 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and let's start off with verse 16. And so it says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Anything that's standing between you and what God wants for you. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, or there is freedom. Now, you're going to have to meditate on this one right here, because some of them, it's going to be, for some of you guys, it's going to be a big old elephant to chew, because right now you're saying, I don't even know what freedom is. I learned about it. I heard about it. I read about it even in history class as I was coming through grade school, but I've not even seen anyone experiencing freedom around me, close enough for me to believe it enough for myself. I see people that I probably knew or begin to know maybe, because of my company. I try my hardest to get up and close and personal with them. I feel that sometimes if I was to rub on their shoulder, like we say, rub shoulders with the rich, that's going to make us rich. And then something at some point in time helps you realize that's not how you acquire freedom at all. And so what I want to do is I want to shorten your journey down to what freedom is. And there is a definition for it. Now, we're talking about that it's time to pay up because people want to get in for free. They want to take their spot at the top without the cost. And you've heard it before, it costs to be the boss. Well, what are you willing to pay? And it says now here are a few definitions. One of them, it says the power or the right to act, speak, or think as one wants to without hindrance or restraint. Well, the Bible said that wherever the Lord is, and you're able to do that, you have the right to act, speak, or think, not as you want to think, not as you want to act, but the way that the Lord will have you to do so. And then now watch hindrances, watch obstacles seem so much smaller, and watch now the restraints, like whatever's stopping you from doing what you know you need to do every single day. The problems, the dramas, the situations, the people, all these things have nothing to do with you and freedom. Why am I so passionate about this? Because time is ticking. I don't want you, brothers and sisters, to get 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, when your body ain't moving as fast and your mind is moving slower, and then that's when you're finally going to get it and say, I need to start moving towards freedom. The time is now. Another definition says the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. Now, let me ask you something. The topic this week, it says pay up. Pay up. It's a demand. It's a command. Pay up. I'm not even allowing excuses. I'm not allowing that, oh, I don't have the money. I'm not allowing I don't have what it takes. I'm not allowing I don't have this. It just says pay up. And wherever there is the Spirit of the Lord is going to become solutions. You're going to figure out how to pay up. You're going to figure out how you're going to make it happen. You're going to figure out how to do what you need to do, how to do what you've never done before, because you got to turn to the Lord, not on your mind. It only took you as far as you've come. We say this all the time. We're talking about a release. We're talking about a deliverance for you to understand that freedom ain't free. I can tell you right now that turning to the Lord when there are no more answers, when you can quickly realize that you don't have the answers, but someone lives on the inside of you, if you will allow him to give you the answers. Wherever there is the Spirit of the Lord, they say there is liberty, there is freedom, because there's wisdom, there's faith, there's hope, there's the willingness to serve, there's the willingness to work, and there is the courage to fight. This is what it takes. It takes wisdom, it takes faith. Can't do it without hope. But the key words here is willingness. This is a voluntary army. I see people so often try to enslave even their team members by the mindset of, oh, they won't work. So you want to figure out how you can manipulate them to work versus you get better as a leader, versus you become a better example where you will now inspire them to want to work, inspire them to want to do more. We already learned that motivation is very temporal. The best inspiration is to see it done. That's your job. That's how you acquire financial freedom, is for people to see you doing it. That's how you give people hope, for people to see you willing to pay the price. That's how they will be willing to pay the price. So many people try to go under the radar trying to delegate because you're coming out of jobs. You're coming out of, you know, employment because that's what your boss did. We're not bosses. We're partners. Sometimes it works the other way around, where sometimes people in your businesses try to enslave you as if you are their boss or you are the person that owes them their success, even as an upline. It doesn't work like that. You guys know I know how to brush them off and shake them off in a minute and say, listen, the same God that resides on the inside of me resides on the inside of you. He ready to work for you if you're ready to put him to work. Freedom ain't free. Freedom ain't free. It's time to pay up. We got to come on in on this morning. Now, this is going to be the one that you need to come on in this queue and go bananas. And even if you don't know what to say, open your mouth and allow the Holy Spirit to give you what to say. This is the time for you to participate like you've never participated before. Because whatever's holding you back from pressing something as simple as star one will hold you and your family back for more generations. If you want to go back how far, you need to go and do some homework and say how far generations have gone back, where even though we've been free, we're not free in my family. At what point in time am I going to be the one to break that generational curse? Because I do have the opportunity. I do have what it takes. Good morning, 405 last 46315. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you this wonderfully blessed morning?
Good morning. I don't know. The Spirit, anytime I say Holy Spirit, going to take over, he's going to whoop some folks. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, you said, come on in. And I'm like, all right, well, she told me to come in. I'm going to go ahead and go in.
All of them coming in, too. This line is lit up. They light it
yes.
up. I mean, all of them down. What we got to share this morning, sis? Good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to, I don't even know that I, you definitely, I thought to myself, you know, ooh, am I not doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Should I be listening to certain people? Or should I maybe be doing something different? And, you know, sometimes you bring things to the table that make me, you know, I always think about it. I look back on myself and I'm like, all right, well, you know, where am I slipping? You know, I need to get out there and make sure that I'm not slipping on this. But then I have to always come back and ask myself, well, did you ask God?
That's right. That's what I'm looking for.
And if I did, and I know I did because I asked him about everything, but especially every doubt that I have in my mind and any opportunity for doubt, because God does not give us a spirit of fear. He does not. So if you have fear, you need to know that's not God. And if you want to continue to keep talking to God, then you need to let that fear go. You need to know that you are not talking to God when you are living in fear. That's not him. And so I pray that everybody that's listening, everybody that's thinking, everybody this morning that is hearing this or hearing this later, please know God does not want you to be in fear. He has the answer. And so whenever you have doubt, just please go to him. Ask him what you need to do. And that, matter of fact, you may not even have to ask him because he's probably already told you.
That's what I'm talking about. Now the Holy Spirit, me and you are talking in the spirit together. I say, ain't no more keep talking. He already told you what to do. We at what? Episode 406 here at Power Start Your Day. Every single day you get marching orders where the Lord is saying, this is what you need to do concerning this industry. It's all about now get to work. Thank you so much, sister. I love it. I love it. I love it. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 609 last 43318. It's time to pay up because freedom ain't free. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Shirita in Raleigh, North Carolina. I just want to say thank you to you. Since I've started my business with SES, I have been following you, and I thank Lord every day because this series is, I know it's going to be amazing because I've been trying to figure out where, you know, how am I going to get my freedom? You know, moving to North Carolina 3 years, you know, prior to moving here, I felt free. And coming here, I'm like, you know, what's going on? Why do I feel trapped? Why do I feel like I'm in a box? I thought, you know, leaving my job that would give me that freedom, and it still wasn't, I still wasn't feeling free. I just feel like I just want to let my arms go. And last week was my birthday, and I just was studying the word, and you hit the nail. He totally has you speaking to me, because now I just feel like I'm just in the middle of the field holding my arms open and just feeling free and just letting go. And he's telling me, you know, this is your, I am your true freedom. So I thank you so much, so, so much.
You are so welcome. He says, turn to him. He's the only one that can remove the veil. He's the only one that can remove the veil. 480, last 47725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason Wolf from Phoenix, Arizona. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Jason. I'm doing good. I'm drinking my coffee, and it says courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is in the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. I love it. Good morning.
That locks into what I'm about to say. Ever since I started this journey in network marketing, not only has it affected me financially, but it has challenged me spiritually. It has challenged me mentally. But what I mean by challenging is it's transforming me into something better. Everybody, well, I don't know if everybody knows, but it's just like when they try to form a sword and they want to make it sharp, it goes through the fire. They beat on it and they beat on it until it becomes sharp. But the things that we go through while we're going through this network marketing journey is sharpening us to be something greater at the end. And what has happened to me is every day the voice of God could just keep saying, keep going one more time. Just keep going. Don't give up. Just keep going. And I have kept going so far. And right now I am on such a high journey that I'm just so thankful that God opened this door for me back in August. The people I have met in network marketing, a long time ago, you talked about eagles. I have never forgotten about that.
My God.
If you are an eagle that has called, and you know that you've been called to fly with eagles, you don't need to be talking with chickens and turkeys because they can't soar. They have the same feathers, but their feathers aren't even the same color as eagles. But when you fly and you're called to soar, you're not going to be around the same people. I remember some people, they still ask me, they're like, so how's your little business going? And then I just tell them, it's going fantastic. And it's going to get even greater, because I know one day you're going to come up to me, ask me to borrow $100 or $200. And when you're out of your job and you're looking for something to do, my little business is going to seem like the light at the end of the tunnel for you. So mm-hmm. I just thank God for this industry, for this business, for these people, for you, for everybody that has locked in and taken this business serious and said, you know what, it's not just about going to the top. It's about touching other lives, because in this industry, I have seen so many people that had potential just give up. And then I've also seen some people that just blew my mind. Well, they just kept going and they didn't give up and they kept going. And now they are in a far different place than they were when they first started.
That's right, because they realized it wasn't free. They realized it wasn't free. I'm extremely, extremely excited about what the Lord is going to be doing. It's so funny when you talked about Jason Eagles, because he already gave me eagles, and he was talking about it. And I said, okay, we only have 30 minutes, so we got to move on into the eagle portion on tomorrow about how does it work. I mean, the mom eagle, she birthed the eagle too. Don't think she don't love the eagle, because if you try to get up in that eaglet's nest before that eaglet is ready, you will get just ripped apart. But when that mother eagle say it's done, it's time for you to leave the nest, the drop is high. We got to be willing up and realize that freedom is not free. Independence is not free. And people trying to skip the line, trying to call in favors, hoping that you're just praying, you got your hands crossed, just hoping somebody choose me when God already chose you. Come on now. I can see clearly. We got to stop trying to play games with God and get in the game with him and pay up. It's our job to help people know and understand what the kingdom really is. Majority of the doubt in the world comes from the people who say, I'm in the kingdom. Let's stop playing. Let's stop playing. See, I ain't going to ask you for no offerings. I can tell you stuff that your pastor probably would say, I don't know if they're going to walk. Now, if you go to my church, he don't care if you walk out. He just want to be talking the truth. That's it. I'm glad God put me in a position where I don't need anything from you. All I got to do is give to you. And guess what? You free to take it, and you're free to leave it. Let's go, guys. Let's have an amazing week. Get out there and do the work. You know what you got to do. You've already been given the marching orders. Just go do it. You already looking forward to vacation day? You ain't worked hard enough for a vacation. I got to drop the mic on that one. Have a blessed day.